Morning, as we prepare to celebrate our church anniversary. I've got a couple of notices before we start. Those of us who were here last week will have heard Judy Scorer. She came to talk to us about Poynton Community Larder. They are hoping that they will be able to give out one of these Easter eggs to all the children whose families use the larder, which is about 250. So as well as putting goods into the basket by the door, if anybody feels able to donate this size of Easter egg, please, then it will be very welcome. They have asked for this size only so that there isn't any squabbling. I've been speaking to Jean, and she is getting a bit low on the list of people who will do readings during the service. So if anybody feels able to partake, join us in reading every now and then, please could you see Jean afterwards. As many of you know, we will be having lunch after the service, which has been very kindly provided or cooked by Julie and Anne. Any donations that you are able to give for the lunch will be split between church funds and our Christian Aid appeal for Gaza, which we have been raising funds for since last September. And now I can see that Catherine's waiting. We are very, very pleased to welcome Catherine and her family, Stephen and Ellen, to our church this morning. And Catherine is going to lead us in our worship today.
Well, good morning. I was going to say it was a surprise, but I did know I was supposed to be here this morning. But it is a delight to be back here, to be leading worship here with you all. I bring you greetings from my churches at United Didsbury and Levensume, and indeed at Crumpsall. The entirety of the Manchester circuit is wider than those three. It's a bit more than that. I am not it. For those of you who are less familiar with me, this Poynton here was, of course, my sending church when I went into the ministry. And I have been very grateful to have been posted just that little bit further into Manchester over the last 2.5 years. But I'm here today with you to celebrate your church anniversary. All these years that the church building has been here and that God has worked in the church and for the glory of God in Poynton. Some opening words from Psalm 27. One thing I ask from the Lord, this only do I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze on the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple. For in the day of trouble he will keep me safe in his dwelling. He will hide me in the shelter of his sacred tent and set me high upon a rock. Then my head will be exalted above the enemies who surround me. At his sacred tent, I will sacrifice with shouts of joy. I will sing and make music to the Lord. So, in this sacred tent, let us sing and make music to the Lord. Our opening hymn, what shall our greeting be? Sign of our unity. Jesus is Lord.
Thank you.
Let's come before God in prayer. Let's pray. Faithful God who never changes, glorious God of forgiveness and second chances, God of all nourishment, all-powerful, abundant God, we adore you. Loving, gracious God, we come before you as we mark another year in the life of this church. We give you thanks for your guidance, your prodding and your leading over the past year. We give you thanks for all we have accomplished in your name, but we also know sometimes we have missed the mark. We thank you for all those with whom we have had contact over this last year. Whether it was for joyous reasons or sad ones. But for whatever reason, if they found themselves here in this building, may we, through that contact, however brief, have shared something of your love for all people. Today we thank you for the past year and all it has contained. At this anniversary time, we cannot stand only looking backwards, but must also look forwards. So at this time, we thank you that we will walk into the coming year with you at the heart of life in this church. May we who this day celebrate and remember the past year in our constant walk go forward in hope and joy. Amen. Father God, you have given us the gift of abundant life, providing for our physical and spiritual needs. We're sorry for taking your provision for granted. We're sorry when we lose sight of your loving mercy and get wrapped up in our own self-indulgent desires. We're sorry for failing to rejoice and sing your praises, for focusing on the negatives instead of the positives, for being judgmental and not giving others a second chance. We repent, Father God. Help us to turn around and to bear good fruit. God has mercy on all who turn to him. He freely pardons and forgives our sins. We are free to begin anew. Amen. Right, so I believe somebody is going to come and do a Bible reading or two. And we are going to, we'll involve some children in a moment. Have you all been given things? Bits of paper. We'll have the Bible readings and then I'll ask Zoe what you're supposed to do with the pieces of paper. That's where we'll go.
Okay.
The reading is from the first book of Corinthians, chapter 10. For I do not want you to be ignorant of the fact, brothers and sisters, that our ancestors were all under the cloud and that they all passed through the sea. They were all baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea. They all ate the same spiritual food and drank the same spiritual drink. For they drank from the spiritual rock that accompanied them, and that rock was Christ. Amen.
The Gospel reading is from Luke chapter 13. 6-9. Then he told this parable. A man had a fig tree growing in his vineyard, and he went to look for fruit on it, but did not find any. So he said to the man who took care of the vineyard, "For 3 years now I've been coming to look for fruit on this fig tree and haven't found any. Cut it down. Why should it use up the soil?" "Sir," the man replied, "leave it alone for one more year, and I'll dig around it and fertilise it. If it bears fruit next year, fine. If not, then cut it down."
Right then. Zoe, what do we need people to do with their pieces of paper? Yes, or no.
Hello. Hopefully you've got a green handprint. Perhaps one between two, if there are, anyone else needs any. I've got more. If you could write just your first name on there, share it amongst the row. Let's not miss anyone out, please. So first names on the palm print, and on the fruit, something positive about the church, something that you like about the church, or that's a good thing. We can do that.
Okay.
Thank you.
So your name on the hand, and something positive about the church on the fruit. Got that? Okay. Whilst you're thinking about that, you have a little while before the children will all come round, and or maybe they won't. Somebody will. Something will happen with them. I'm going to need some volunteers to have a glass of water. And I'm quite specific about who I'd like, which probably means Roger's about to come back. I need a very tall person. Who's the tallest person here? Other than Roger, yes. I nearly told him not to go and sit down because I thought it was going to be Roger. Who would be the oldest person here? Still Roger. Who would be the second oldest person here who would be willing to come to the front? You were willing, are you able to come and stand? That would be great.
No, thank you. I
do need you to be able to come up here and stand on the step. So if you're able to do that, that would be fine. No, that's okay. All right, somebody who'd like to... Okay, gosh, okay. And then I'm going to need a small person or two. Okay. Right. So one of you who's nice and small. Do I have to switch something on with this? Okay. Where do I find it?
You are first,
Gary.
Hello.
No, we're going
Ray. Graham. I just realised I hadn't done that. Excellent. Okay. Right, and some...
Cool.
All right, those of you who are neither old nor young can be middling. I need another two, I would say, middling people. I'm going to need you to pour water.
Pour.
Yeah. Right, Chris, are you coming as my represent the oldest? Thank you. Chris, if you could sort of stand about here-ish, and I'm going to need one of you maybe to sit on the front. I'm going to move this a bit further forward. That's our emergency thing. Basically, we're going to give you some cups of water. I need a couple more people to volunteer, other than just Chris. See, all we're going to do is have a cup of water. Oh, Stephen, you're very...
Are you going to drink it?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm supposed to share it, aren't I? Okay. Right. So, here we go. There's one for you, and one for you. And one for you, and Who's the tallest of you?
There's lots of holes in there.
Oh! Well, that's not going to be very useful then, is it? Because I'm going to give...
And there's some holes.
But you see, my cup was just fine, see?
Yeah.
So I'm okay.
And I'll just drip so, while I try to drink it.
Yours has got a hole in it too. What about you, Stephen?
Yes, I've got a hole too.
I've got more cups.
Right.
We need more cups.
So, if you lot want to sit at the front... I'll give you. Got a couple more cups. Roger, if you stand, I'm going to give you the jug.
Right.
And then Chris, do you want to hold your cup here, roughly? Who's going to be next? I hate to say that you're older than Stephen, aren't you? Here you go. There's a cup. And there's a cup. And there's a cup. Right. And so, Liz, if you go hold your cup underneath Chris's, and then Stephen would be next, and then you have the cups and can catch the water. So Roger is going to pour the water into Chris's cup. Yeah. And there may be water everywhere. Let's see what happens. You hold it up a bit and then people can see the water pouring through. It's just go one at a time.
It's coming through here. Yes. That's it.
Right, so you got a bit?
No.
So I think one at a time. So if you do yours and then if you swap, there we go. That may be the way through. Who's got the water? This is to make up for the sermon. Have you all got a little bit of water now? You've got some in your cup, haven't you? You drink it. That's good.
I'm going to drink it.
Oh, lovely.
It's my turn.
Well, do you think we've got enough?
Yeah.
So we've all tried. So I take that away from you, Roger. Thank you very much. Oh, there's a lesson in that too. Right, those... Those of you who still need more water, I shall pour it directly from here. And you can take your cups and go and sit back at the table in a moment. The point here... There we go. There you go.
Thank you.
Do you want a bit more in there as well? If we think of this as being like... the church through the ages and the Spirit pouring through. It has to flow through the different ages, the different people through the years in order to reach the new generations and the young people. We need to be cups that have holes in. Because if we've just got a cup that holds the water, that's great for us. It's great for us, but it's no good for passing it on to the next generation. So when we think of our church anniversary, we are thinking about all that Holy Spirit being poured through the generations and through the different churches and different people. We're going to sing, and we're going to sing the best children's song that involves water. That's where we're at with that. And so... So it's My Lighthouse, right? And so hopefully there'll be some actions and things. I don't know. What do you normally do?
In my wrestling, in my doubts, in my fears, you won't walk out. Your great love will lead me through. You are the peace in my troubled sea. Whoa, you are the peace in my troubled sea. In the silence, you won't let go. In the questions, your truth will hold. Your great love will lead me through. You are the peace in my troubled sea. Whoa, you are the peace in my troubled sea. My lighthouse, my lighthouse, shining in the darkness, I will follow you. To shore, safe to shore, safe to shore, safe to shore. I won't fear what tomorrow brings. With each morning I'll rise and sing. My God's love will lead me through. You are the peace in my troubled sea. Whoa, you are the peace in my troubled sea. Oh, you are my light, my lighthouse, shining in the darkness. I will follow you. Oh, my lighthouse, I will trust the promise. You will carry me safe to shore.
Of September, quick advert for a Wren Collective concert in Manchester, if you're interested, just say. Right, Isaiah 55, somebody coming to read to us, Isaiah.
And this reading is from Isaiah 55, verse 1 to 11. Invitation to the thirsty. Come, all you who are thirsty, come to the waters. And you who have no money, come, buy and eat. Come, buy wine and milk without money and without cost. Why spend money on what is not bread, and your labor on what does not satisfy? Listen. Listen to me and eat what is good, and you will delight in the richest of fare. Give ear and come to me. Listen, that you may live. I will make an everlasting covenant with you, my faithful love promised to David. See, I have made him a witness to the peoples, a ruler and commander of the peoples. Surely you will summon nations you know not, and nations you do not know will come running to you because of the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, for he has endowed you with splendor.
Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake their ways, and the unrighteous their thoughts. Let them turn to the Lord, and he will have mercy on them, and to our God, for he will freely pardon.
For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. As the rain and the snow come down from heaven, and do not return it without watering the earth and making it bud and flourish, so that it yields seed for the sower and bread for the eater, so is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. These are the words of the Lord. Amen.
Zoe, do you want to collect up the hands now? Let's do that. Maybe if you pass them to the ends of the rows. Oh, and fruit. Let's do hands and fruit, if you've done them. Thought the hands were the easy ones to complete. Fantastic. Right, so I'll leave you to create the tree. Our God truly is a God of second chances and thirds and fourths. I want you to cast your mind back to the gospel reading. We heard the story, the parable of the fig tree. It hadn't produced any fruit. The owner of the vineyard had planted this tree and despaired of it ever producing a crop. Not the right place. Not the right soil, not the right weather, who knows? But the fig tree had been given 3 years' worth of chances and was still failing. Logic says to cut it down, dig it up, plant something that would be more fruitful. I wonder how often we as a church feel like that fig tree. I know you've been struggling here in the Macclesfield circuit for the last year or more, going down from three ministers to just half of one. the disparity between ministers available and positions open has been heading the wrong way in the Methodist Church for many, many years now. Church membership is on the decline, and as a denomination and as an established church in our country, we often feel that there is no growth and that we are just shrinking. We feel like we are that failing fig tree. We've tried growing year after year after year. Shouldn't we just give up? The man who took care of the vineyard, though, suggested leaving the fig tree another year. He would tend it, water it, fertilize it, and if it still failed, then fair enough, chop it down. But if it produced fruit, in a while, you'll get a chance to look at our tree, all our names filling the branches. That is the church today, the church of today. When you are drained by the activity of church or worn down by the drag of keeping a building going, remember this tree. The leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations, it says in Revelations. You are the leaves of the tree. You are the church. And you are way more important than the building that we commemorate today. You are green leaves, watered by an eternal Father's love for you. The one who fertilizes the soil and tends the plant all year round, in every season. Maybe you don't feel like a green leaf right now. Maybe you're in a place of sadness and despair, of grief or sorrow, of barren nothingness, where all this church and faith and Christianity just feels far distant and utterly irrelevant. Maybe you are worn out. Isaiah spoke to a people who were exhausted. Come, all of you who are thirsty, come to the waters. Now, it struck me that that's all very well if you can see the water. But when you're in a desert or a wilderness space, water is sadly lacking. There doesn't appear to be anything offering life. Instead, it is dry and arid. The dust gets in your nose, dries out your throat, and when whipped up by the wind, it bites at the skin. The wilderness is a tough and hopeless place to be. 40 days Jesus spent there. 40 days. It's how we calculate this season of Lent, and we're roughly at day 16. Depends a bit on how you count it. We're not even halfway. 40 days of desert and wilderness where the wind was biting and the devil was tempting. It's hard in the middle of all that to see the lush promises of God. Come to me, come to the waters, come those with no money, come buy and eat. Jesus talks to the woman at the well of being the living water, a well that can never run dry, water that satisfies all who thirst, a spring of water welling up to eternal life. Psalm 1 speaks of a tree beside the water that yields its fruit in season. And Revelation 22 has a tree spanning the river of life that flows from that eternal city. With God, there is water, life-giving water in abundance. We might refer to it as the Holy Spirit or the Word of God. But it's this continual, abundant flow that brings life. And even in the desert, this sustenance can be relied on. After all, the word, the scripture, protected Jesus in the wilderness against the temptations of the devil. Our illustration earlier showed how the water, as a symbol of the Spirit and the Word of God, flows through the ages. On our church anniversary, we remember our roots, where our church has come from. Those who built the building about 44 years ago. Those who had the ideas, the concept, the vision. And further back, those who established Methodist societies in Poynton in centuries past. Those who had the faith to gather together and worship. And further back again, through the establishment of the church in England, in Rome, and on that day of Pentecost in Jerusalem. It's the same God, the same Jesus Christ, the same Holy Spirit flowing through the ages. Where there is God, there is life-giving water. But I think we're very lucky if we find it in pools and rivers. In the desert places, we are seeking the merest hint of life and growth so that we can locate a water source. Isaiah speaks also of the rain and the snow falling on the ground, which doesn't return to the heavens without first watering the land and enabling the plants to flourish and flower. And so it is with the word of God, he says. It provides the living water for the people of God, enabling the people to flourish and grow. If we listen to the word, if we read scripture and act upon it, if we seek to learn more and more about the God who made us, then we will see growth. It is that word that gives the nourishment for the fruit, if you like, for the figs to grow on the tree. It's the word of God, fertilizing the soil, enabling us to grow in faith. But Isaiah doesn't stop there. The water then returns to the heavens. It cycles round. I distinctly remember Matthew, my eldest, the one who's not here, having to produce a model of a water cycle as a school homework at Lower Park. My usual get-out clause for models of school homework was to make and decorate a cake. I remember the Tudor house with the Cadbury's flakes as the thatched roof. I remember the castle keep that had Cadbury finger biscuits all the way round on that. And I remember the World War I trenches that involved curly-whirly bars as barbed wire and half-eaten jelly babies. My thinking about it all was really that even if the model was awful, the children would enjoy eating it. The water cycle was clearly not at this moment of baking in my life, because I think it only involved cotton wool clouds and some silvery blue paper for the river. But the point was to see that circle that we know so well, of the rain falling from the clouds, filling and flowing into the rivers, down into the oceans, and then evaporating up, forming more clouds that will let loose their water as it hits the currents, enable them to hit the land and the mountains. Our living faith has to cycle round. We can't keep it to ourselves. We can't expect others to flourish and grow if all we do is keep quiet, keep it tightly to our chests, skirt over the difficulties and brush aside the certainties. If we simply fill a bucket with water and hold it tight, the water will eventually evaporate and we'll have nothing. We can't expect others to flourish and grow if we're not willing to teach and share our faith. This is our calling. Theologians call it evangelism. In reality, it is simply sharing what we know, allowing that bucket to keep overflowing, or perhaps being the paper cup with a hole in it, letting the Spirit of God pass through and on to the next person. We are called to be living water, to be open to the Spirit falling upon us, come rain or snow, to be the water source when others are in the wilderness, and to drink deeply of Christ when we reach an oasis in our desert. Then we will see the tree's fruit. We are the fruit of our forefathers' and foremothers' prayers. We are the water to bring the life to the next generation. We are a tree rooted in Christ, reaching for the sky, filled with the word. So remember also what Paul said to the Corinthians. They all ate the same spiritual food and drank the same spiritual drink, for they drank from the spiritual rock that accompanied them, and that rock was Christ. It is my prayer and sure and certain hope that you will continue in your faith, watering, nurturing, and nourishing each other as you grow in Jesus Christ, for the Church of God in this place, today, tomorrow, and forevermore. Amen. We're going to sing again, Come Build the Church. Come build a church, not heaps of stone, but walls, but rents of Jesus' Spirit blow and fit to travel where he calls. Come occupy with God this end, whatever the evil fence the ground, and pitch a resurrection tent where peace is lived and love is found. Exposed upon the open ground to screams of war in east and west, our catch a deeper sound, the weeping of the world so pressed. In wearied face or frightened child, in all they know and need to say, the living Christ shall stand revealed. Come, let us follow and obey. So we come to our prayers of intercession. And there is a response in it. When I say, Lord, in your church and through your people, you say, may living waters flow. Lord, in your church and through your people, may living waters flow. Let us pray. Lord God, we offer our prayers to you today for our church here in Poynton, that your Holy Spirit may inspire our worship and lead us into deeper fellowship, that we may continue to pass on our faith, hope, and love to succeeding generations, that we may serve the community in which we live with commitment, vision, and enthusiasm, that within our fellowship there may be found comfort for the sorrowful, strength for the anxious, compassion for the sick, and concern and love for all. Lord, in your church and through your people, may living waters flow. We pray for the leaders of this church, for Graham Edwards as superintendent, and for the Reverend Stephen Dallin, due to join us here in September. For the stewards, for all who hold positions of responsibility in worship, teaching, caring, or administration. And for each member with their particular gifts, that together we may fulfill our calling eagerly, conscientiously, and with imagination, strengthened by your Spirit and upheld by one another's prayers. Lord, in your church and through your people, may living waters flow. But we are not insulated from the world around us. We pray for situations worldwide that bring concern, and for our own government as it navigates the changes. We pray for all who are struggling to make ends meet, and that the wealthy may be challenged to share generously. Lord, in your church and through your people, may living waters flow. We pray for those for whom we are particularly concerned, those who are ill at home or in hospital, those who are housebound or unable to get to church, those who are bereaved or face losing someone they love, those who are worried or depressed, and for those who no longer come to church, that they may be drawn back into our fellowship. Lord, in your church and through your people, may living waters flow. We give thanks for the gifts of money that have been donated today, this month, this year, and for the gifts and talents of the family of our church. Help us to use our wealth with wisdom and compassion, led by your Spirit's prompting in both stewardship and generosity. Lord, in your church and through your people, Lord, we thank you for the lives of your faithful people in every age, and especially for members of this community who have been witnesses to your love. We, with them, are the living stones with which you build your church. We pray that we too may remain faithful to our calling, as did your Son, Jesus Christ, that by your grace our lives may be the examples on which those after us may build to your praise and glory. Amen. We join together in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done. We forgive those who sin against us. lead us not into temptation. The peace of the Lord be always with you. We sing our communion hymn, Come, My Table is a Meeting Place. Do be seated. Isaiah said, Are you thirsty? Are you hungry? Are your pockets empty? Come, eat, drink, and be satisfied. For money cannot buy such soul-enriching fare as you will find in the presence of the holy and merciful God. Like a tent in the wilderness, the table of God stands open and ready as a place of sanctuary and safety, of hospitality and healing. So come, all you who are tired and travel-stained, footsore and famished. Come with your fellow travelers. Come and find companionship and comfort. For here, Jesus, who knows what it is to wander, watch, and wrestle in desert places, here he waits to meet us and to welcome us in, offering us rest and restoration, solace and strength for the journey still to come. Before going out into the wilderness of the garden, Jesus sat down to eat and drink with his friends, to show them the challenge of the way ahead and offer them gifts for that journey. He took bread, sustaining and wholesome, and he poured wine, earthy and warming, sharing these as signs of his continuing presence with them throughout time to come. And now, if you want to join in with this page, and now, remembering that moment and recognizing that its promise is also for us in this time and place, we too share bread and wine, one with another. And in that action, we recognize and affirm with joy that Christ is present with us now and throughout time to come. We join our voices with those of all creation in the unending song of praise. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. God of the liminal places, send down upon us now and on these gifts of bread and wine that same spirit who drove Jesus into the desert, that we too may be tempered and strengthened by your presence and refreshed and renewed through your love. The bread is broken as a symbol of our unity in Christ. The tent side is open. The table is set. And God waits for us to come in from the desert just for a while and be refreshed. Of Christ broken for you. Body of Christ broken for you. The body of Christ broken for you. Of Christ broken for you. Body 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 of Christ broken for you. The body of Christ broken for you. 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 The body of Christ broken for you. 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 The body of Christ broken for you. 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 The body of Christ broken for you. 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 Don't come to join us, I'll do it. The body of Christ broken for you. Body of Christ broken for you. Body of Christ broken for you. Body of Christ. Body of Christ broken for you. Body of Christ broken for me. God has called us to journey for a season through the wilderness places. And so, as Jesus did before us, we will set out once more to wander in an uncomfortable landscape and wrestle with its challenges, that through the tempering action of the Spirit, we may emerge ready to do the work of the kingdom. So we come to our final hymn, which sends us out beyond here, beyond these walls, beyond what a building may be, and out into the world, so that we may share the love of God with everyone we meet. Beyond these walls of worship. Beyond these walls of worship, in the stress and joy of life, when we offer you our bodies as a living sacrifice, we will keep you at the center, far beyond our Sunday call. We will turn to you, be transformed by you, declare you God of all. Beyond these walls of worship, in the times of work and rest, we will faithful when our faith put to the do not do verse 3. Anyway, never mind. So let's have a look at what you have produced. Now, magnificent. So all of us are the leaves on the tree, and then there are the fruit. And a little bit more glue needed up there, but we're going to work on that one. To show Poynton Methodist Church in 2025. Fantastic. Thank you. I'll let you take some time to actually read what people have put on the fruits and things and what is the fruit of our church here. the last verse of this hymn says, "Beyond these walls of worship, may your spirit strengthen us to make the whole of life our worship as we witness to your love. From this hour in your presence, send us out now to proclaim that we'll live our life as a sacrifice to the glory of your name." And so may we go from here, refreshed for the journey, filled with the living water of faith, to carry us through the wilderness, that we may return rejoicing in your abundant love. And let us share the grace with one another, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen.
Julie's asked me just to say that we will be having coffee next, and then when you've had your coffee, if you go through into rooms 1 and 2, you need to collect your jacket potato from the hatch, and the rest will be served to you. So enjoy. Thank you.